if your mind is free, then you can achieve anything, right?
Welcome to the Freedom Nation Podcast with Jeff Kickel. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hello, Freedom Nation. It's Jeff once again, and we are on to another week of the Freedom Nation podcast. And today I have Ingo Schulmeyer on. Ingo's got a wonderful story about him and his family deciding that working in the career that he had started in just wasn't what he wanted to do and it wasn't as fulfilling. He and his wife and took the family, quit their jobs, left, moved to Mexico. And he is on a journey of helping people find those things in life. Ingo, welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me here.
So glad to have you on. I'm really excited to share your story with the audience. Why don't we start off? Tell us your story. How did you get to where you're at today?
Yeah, that's a longer story. I think let's start after the university. So I started my career like most people do. So I was then working for more than 15 years in the semiconductor industry. Mm-hmm. So, and I also, when you're coming from university and you start a career, you're driven by your goals and you want to have higher incomes and have a house and have a car and everything. And I think that's completely fine and normal if you're a young person or building a young family after school, after university. And that's what I also did for like 10, 15 years.
Okay.
And I reached my goals and I was quite successful. In the end, I had a director level position in my company. And so it seemed all good, right? But somehow it didn't really fulfill me anymore. And it didn't really, I mean, I reached my goals, but it didn't. It was only about then setting the next goal, right? It's just like chasing the next goal.
Yeah.
And then for a few years, I thought, okay, what we can do? And we discussed in our family, if we should like maybe go for traveling and take the kids somewhere. But I also had this limiting belief, right? So I thought, okay, now I need my paycheck at the end of the month. But I cannot feed my family if I don't have my paycheck. And so, because you're so used to it, right? After so
yeah. Many years, right? Well, it's a common thing.
Bank account, what will I do?
Right? Yeah.
And then I think that was maybe one of the good things of the pandemic, that it made it even worse, because then I was also traveling a lot for work. So I was a lot in the United States and also in Asia. Hmm. But then with the pandemic, I was just sitting all day long in front of the Zoom meetings and it was really, didn't like it anymore. And also our kids. So we have two kids. They were at this time, they were like 10 and 12.
Okay.
It also didn't work with school anymore, because then they had 1 week, they had this Zoom. They tried to do the Zoom lessons, but of course it's not working. It's for kids. And so it was a mess. And yeah, then we decided it was end of 2021. We sit together and we said, okay, let's go for an adventure and let's go to, we decided for Mexico in the end. So that was one of the options, and that was the option we went for actually. So we went to Mexico, we sold all we had. We had a house, we had a car, we sold all our belongings. We took a flight, took our two kids, our two dogs, went to Mexico, and then we were traveling around here for 9 months. And then after 9 months, we found a nice city here that we really liked. And the kids tried to go to school for one day and they came back from school and they said, we will stay here. Yeah. We're not traveling anymore. And we said, okay. And it's also an intensive time for 9 months, if you're all day together in a small SUV with all the luggage and with the dogs, and you sleep in Airbnbs. And then we said, okay, so let's stay. And that's where we are now.
That's fantastic.
Almost 2 years. We're more or less settled.
Yeah. That is a massive move. So let's unpack that and move backwards a little bit. You sold basically everything you had and just had some luggage and all that. What was that like? I mean, I know so many people get stuck in the things of life. And you just said, these are just things, I'm assuming. So what was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's a difficult decision, right? Because and it's also move into the unknown, so there's some risk involved into that. But I must say, it felt actually pretty good to get rid of all the stuff, because in the end, you will figure out you don't need it. And I didn't really care. I mean, we sold the house, all the stuff. It was not so important. And when we came here, that's even a funny story. So we came here to Mexico. We had like, I think, 8 suitcases, mm-hmm. right? And we stayed a few weeks in Mexico City. So we bought a car there. And then we moved to the first destination after Mexico City. It's a small village or city outside. And somehow we left 3 suitcases in the car because we wanted to store them somewhere. And they broke the car and they stole 3 more suitcases. It was a bit annoying, but I mean, it was still too much, we figured out, right? 8 suitcases. So, I mean, there were some, it was not the important stuff, right? They didn't have our passport. It was
all the important things you brought, laptops, all that stuff you brought inside.
Okay, so it's even better. We don't have to pack all the stuff in the car. Everything.
The dogs had more room to move around inside the car.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, okay, so you decided, all right, we're going to do that. So I'm assuming you are making money doing something. So what was that transition going from semiconductors to what you're doing now?
Yeah, so in the beginning, I didn't make money from the start. So,
sure.
I mean, we sold our belongings, so we had some savings and investments, of course. And that was also good, that helped us. So the first month, we were really just traveling. And then I think what is important is to think, what will you do without money? And of course, I thought before, how can I work? And I plan to start like online business to do coaching or something. I even plan to do something consulting in the industry I was. But it was more like some ideas. I didn't plan to start directly with that. And I think the point that we made is to look on the worst case that happens, right?
Yeah.
So we said, okay, we have some money for 1 year traveling. And we said, okay, the worst case that can happen is after 1 year, we don't like it or we run out of money. And then we go back and we just came back from a 1 year vacation and me and my wife looking for new jobs in our home countries.
Sure.
So that was the worst. It didn't come like that. It didn't happen, but that would be the
worst. Yeah. Worst case scenario is you go back to the life you had before, just a little lighter of belongings and possessions at that point. So.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I mean,
and then really the first months. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, but that's in so many cases, I think so many of us get so worried about losing that paycheck that in the end, it's like, okay, worst case scenario, you just go back to doing what you were doing before.
Right.
And you have an amazing story to tell people at work.
And the first months, we were really just traveling and enjoying the life here. And I think we also learned a lot. And also for the kids, it was amazing to be on the road, right? All this experience. So, and then when we settled here, I started to build my own coaching business. And that's what I'm doing since then.
So. Okay. Well, let's talk about that. So coaching, what type of coaching are you doing currently?
Yeah, so I do something that's called transformational coaching. So basically, I'm helping people also to find their own life or the life they deserve, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on the principle that usually we have all these limiting beliefs and all these, let's say, conventions from society, how we should live our life.
Mm.
And yeah, many people are not completely happy with that, like how we talked already.
Yeah.
And so I'm helping people finding that reasons. They usually could be some traumas from the childhood or just something that we adopted over the years. And I will help them overcome this and also help them to find their solution. And the solution is, of course, not always to sell everything and move to the other end of the world.
Yeah.
But the idea is that everyone has their own solution inside themselves, right? So I'm not providing any solution how to live their life. I just help them to get it out.
Yeah, the coach just helps to coach you and pull that out of you. And my business coach always said he made me a better me. Not a better business person, because I probably knew more about my business than he did, but how to be a better me at that point.
Right.
Excellent.
And it's exactly the same, right? Like most people are coaches, or all the, let's say, the personal development industry focuses on yeah, you need to achieve your goals, or you need to become a better leader, or something like that. I think it's more, first you need to understand where you really want to get, right? So do you really want to have the leadership position, or do you really want to have more money?
Yeah.
Or what is behind it?
Well, I mean, I would say for you, it was that, okay, you reached your kind of first level goal. I want to be a director. And you did it relatively fast in your career. And then it becomes, you come to the realization that, okay, my next step is going to be probably doing something I really don't necessarily want to do at that point. I can sit there and be in your head when you reach that point and say, good Lord, I mean, I'm either going to be traveling a ton and away from my family, or I'm at the office constantly dealing with people and everything else. And once again, I think that move, whether it was, okay, it's a year, we go on the road, we do this, and we have a wonderful story, or the path leads you down a different road. I think that's a wonderful, it's a wonderful way of life. And most people should do something like that. As one of my friends puts it, he goes, he did his adult gap year, like we do going between college and, or college and work or whatever, that little gap year of being able to figure out who you are.
Exactly. Yeah. It's also sometimes important just to disconnect, to take time for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So successful so far at this, do you think that's going to be the path that you'll stay on? Or is there other ideas or other things that you're looking to do?
To be honest, I don't have too many plans. I'm trying to focus on the present.
And yeah.
I'm trying to do my best now. I enjoy now what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy my life here. And it's good. I told you before we started recording, we're building a house here right now. So
yep.
We'll definitely stay here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
For me, nothing is forever, right? If in 5 years or 3 years or 8 years, we find out something else, or we'll do something else.
You've got the flexibility to do it.
Right.
Now, what's for you, what's a good client, and where are you finding them?
I usually find them via LinkedIn, and I must say there are many, because there are many professionals, right, like myself. So I have many connections there. I'm also like creating content there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we are podcasts, right? I get feedback. I'm speaking a lot on podcasts. So it's, and they're actually, I'm also surprised there are many people out there that, like, on the surface, they look happy and successful, but it's not always like that, right? So there's,
yeah,
there's quite a demand for that. So it's quite,
well, it is. I mean, there's a demand for what I do too, because, I mean, there's so many people, and I will say, I mean, this from coming from it, anything in the technology world, I find, probably about 80% of the people I talk to, they are unfulfilled. And it's the one place that I find people just absolutely despise what they do for a living. And they do it because they make really good money and they have a wonderful life outside of work. But so much work, they don't get to spend a lot of time outside of work. And there's a lot of pressure. And I just find more and more people, especially in that area. So those are my people. I'm trying to rescue as many as I can from the cubicles, but sounds like same thing for you.
Right. It's also the stress. I mean, you can handle that in a few years, but it's, the question is if you really need this, and if you want to live in this way.
Yeah.
Or if there are other options.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, and planning it ahead, I mean, you didn't really have much chance to plan ahead, but I think some good things came out of the pandemic. And I think some of those were, what, life is way too short.
Exactly.
To be doing what you're doing. And I mean, I think yes. That was what you guys came to the realization. Life is too short to do this, and you go off and do that. So now the kids are in school down there, or are you homeschooling them?
No, they're going to school.
Okay.
Since almost 2 years, they're going to school. Yes.
Nice.
And it's, I mean, they also enjoy it. They pick up things so quickly. It's incredible to see it also how quick kids learn, right? Like they picked up Spanish so quickly.
Well, and I mean,
it's embarrassing when I need them to translate for but yeah, this.
Well, I think the beautiful thing is too, I mean, you've put them in such a unique position as their careers start down the road. One, multilingual. I mean, originally from Germany, I'm assuming, right?
I'm from Germany, yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. So, I mean, I'm assuming they've learned German as well and English, and on top of that, now Spanish. So, I mean, and having that experience.
Actually, they also speak Hebrew, because my wife is from Israel, so we've been in Israel before.
So, yeah, on top of that, so you've got all the languages, all the experience of living overseas. I mean, they're going to be in such a unique position. You're putting them there.
Absolutely,
and really giving them that ability. So what's new in your world? What's some things that you're working on that you might want to share?
So I'm working mainly on my coaching business to expand that. Personally, I work also a lot on myself. Like I try to become much more present. I think that's also something important to be, like this mindfulness, this spiritual aspect of life. Because that was also something that was missing for me, right? And especially when you're working and have the stressful job, it's also the mind. When the mind is running like 24 hours a day, you never really shut it down. Mm-hmm. It's also something that you need to get back to. So I'm doing a lot of mindfulness work, meditation. I'm writing a lot, reading. So it's a lot of personal development for myself.
Love it.
And that was the family. Was the business. I told you we're both building a house right now here. It's also interesting in Mexico to build a house.
It's bad in the United States. I can only imagine in Mexico trying to get everything together, get all the materials together and everything else. So, well, let's transition a little bit and we'll go to the fast five questions if you're ready.
Okay, sure.
All right. So first question, you wake up in the morning, business is gone. You have $500 in your pocket, a laptop computer, a place to live, and food. What are you going to do?
So I think I would start the same thing I did. Because, even if we have no money anymore, we still have a lot, right? We have a lot of... We invested all over these years in ourselves. So I would use that to start creating something new.
Perfect.
And come up with ideas. That's the most important. Stay creative, stay flexible, because that's also, I think, something about this safety or security aspect of a paid job, right? We always think we live in security, but it's actually it's not really like that, right? It always can something happen that changes your life. And I think the best thing is to stay flexible and stay creative.
Love it. That's a great, I think, honestly, that's one of the best answers. Just, you've got to just suck it up, be creative, have that flexibility, and things will present themselves to you. What's the biggest business mistake you've ever made?
Business, a few years ago, I invested some money in some, they call it the shit coins, right? Some crypto. I didn't really understand crypto, so just following some videos. And that was not a smart decision.
I spent way too much money and time trying to understand the crypto world. I always have clients that are, well, should we get into Bitcoin? Should we get into crypto and all that? And honestly, what came out of all that time and money spent was, this thing is such a mess. Beyond Bitcoin and Ethereum, everything else is such a mess and so funky. It's just like there's so many ways that you can lose money. Not just because of the value of stuff, but you can lose money because of people stealing it and everything else. I'm like, it's just not worth. And it makes my head hurt.
I agree.
I'll just invest in good, solid companies that I can count on in real estate.
Right.
What is a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
So my favorite book, and it's like a classic. It's from Hermann Hesse, the German author. It's called Narcissus and Goldmund. I think the English title is the same. And I love it because it's also, actually, it's a story of two friends, and both have very different ways. Like, one is a monk in a monastery, and the other one lives a life in freedom. Like, he's leaving this monastery and going out and exploring the world. And in the end of their lives, they're coming back together and meet again. So it's beautifully written, and it's also very inspiring, the stories, because it shows that there are different ways to lead our life, to lead a good life, and that everybody needs to find their own way.
What was the author's name again?
Hermann Hesse. So Hermann Hesse, H-E-S-E.
Hesse, okay.
And the book is called Narcissus, like the flower, and Goldmund, golden mouth, Goldmund. This is the name of the two guys.
Yeah, okay, I found it. Well, he's written a ton of books too, Narcissus. And
oh yeah, it's one of the classical German authors.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, we will put that one in. That is the first time I've heard that one. Oh, he also wrote Steppenwolf too. Okay, that's
Steppenwolf. Yeah, Siddhartha, famous one
too. Yeah, that was the one that. The name sounded familiar, and I couldn't remember a book by him. But wonderful. No, that's fantastic. That's definitely a new one that we haven't heard before. So I'll put that on the list of new ones that we have. What's a good tool that you use in your business every day that you would recommend?
I use everyday journaling. So I do it every morning. I'm writing. I don't have any structure. I just write. And it's a good thing for me to just take things out of my head, right? To not think about them anymore.
Yeah.
To write it. And I write down everything that comes to my head.
Sometimes
it's nonsense. Sometimes just what I think about.
And for you, that's right in the morning when you wake up. Just get.
Yes.
Yeah. You're downloading whatever happened in your brain overnight.
Exactly.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. For me, I have to write in the morning because I've trained my brain to behind the scenes work out things, and I have to get them out of my head quickly in the morning. So, yeah, same thing. Last question. What is your definition of freedom?
My definition of freedom is, I think it's freedom of mind. I think there are many different types of freedom, right? There's financial freedom, there's political freedom. I think, yeah, if your mind is free, then you can achieve anything, right? And that's something I work on mainly because, yeah, we are so, let's say, addicted or depending on other stuff, let it be the cell phone or media or anything. So I think for me, it's freedom of the mind and to have our own. And I think most people don't have that, right? Because maybe they think they have it, but I think the truth.
Well, I mean, and there's people I've met. I mean, there's certain people in the financial freedom community that they go through this process of like, okay, I'm going to save like crazy and I'm going to retire early. And I've met some of the most lost people in that world because they focused so long on just one thing of that financial freedom aspect. And they haven't really thought about really that mental freedom, that mind freedom of being able to go, all right, I give myself permission to just think and just be in life. So I love that.
Right. And I think that leads usually to disaster, right? If you're putting all your effort in work just that you can retire early, I mean, what are you doing when you're retired, right? I mean, it's much better to look for a work that you enjoy and that you want to do for the rest of your life, right?
Or create a business or write or whatever it is. Do something that you're passionate about. I mean, and it doesn't have to be somebody that retired early. I mean, I see this and have seen this for 30 years doing retirement planning with people that they work. And if they did the traditional route, they worked for 40 years and they retire. And then it's like they're lost. They don't really know what to do. And the reality is we don't just live to 67 or 68 anymore. I mean, we're living up into the 80s. What are you going to do for 20 years? So give yourself and honestly work on that before you've gotten to that point of retirement or before you decide to hang it up and go hang out in Mexico. I mean, you did that work in your own head, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful. Well, Ingo, thank you so much for being on today and sharing your story. It's just it's a wonderful story. I'm so excited for you and the family. One, to have a house, but two, for your kids to really have this experience, for you guys to have this experience together. It's just wonderful. If someone is interested in learning more about you or getting in touch, maybe they're sitting here going, hey, I could use his advice. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can go to my homepage, to my website, thesmallreset.org.
Okay.
And then they will find all the information. I also have a YouTube channel where I do also podcasts. On my LinkedIn profile, I'm active. So, yeah, but everything combined is on my website.
Okay. Thesmallreset.com, correct?
.org.
.org. Okay, I'm sorry. .org. Great. Well, Ingo, thank you for being on. We really appreciate you today.
Yes, thanks for having me. I'm glad you enjoyed.
Absolutely. And folks, we do these shows for you, so make sure you subscribe to the channel wherever you're listening or watching this. Give us an upvote. Give us a 5-star rating. All that does is it helps get us in front of more people, and hopefully we're helping you and we're helping more people as a result of that. So thanks a lot, and we will see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation Podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.